O Most Holy Trinity, Undivided Unity, here on our 33rd episode of
Christmas in Cheese,
Christmas
Regulus,
Seamus,
Christmas in Perilous.
From Rhode Island, the belly button of Southern New England, it's Crystal Stinky. Today's featured Crystal Stinky Sports, him and the Holy Trinity, the good, the bad, and the ugly, with musical guest Joshua Burke. And now, a man who has proven that he is all three, good, bad, and ugly, here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome. Today is Monday, June 12th, 2006. We are in the Monday after the Holy Trinity. And today on our calendar is simply the Monday of the 10th week of Ordinary Time. Tell me something. Does this refrain sound familiar? That refrain is actually public domain. However, the verses for the hymn that it was connected to that we used are not. That is, you know, at least if you're using O God Almighty Father, we used that yesterday at Holy Mass. You'll learn more on this later on our show. You'll learn about the Trinity in many standard hymns. Now, here's Seamus O'Reilly, waiting ever so impatiently at our sports desk. Crystal Vinci presents Crystal Vinci Sports. Here's your Bush League correspondent, Seamus O'Reilly. I think.
Oh, there, sports fans. Seamus here again. The Bishops and Sports segment continues. And now, both the NBA and NHL still in the finals. Let's see what we have. Well, in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the Archbishop Collin Edmonton Oilers will take on the Bishop Gossman Carolina Hurricanes in Carolina. Oh, wait! We have a transaction! The Raleigh, North Carolina Diocese will have a new bishop effective August 4th. It's Bishop Michael Burbage, who has been auxiliary bishop of the Flyers Archdiocese, that is, Philadelphia, since 2002. Best of luck, Bishop Burbage! Bishop Gossman will retire after 31 years of shepherding the Raleigh Diocese, one of the longest stays of any American bishop. Woohoo! Well, anywho, the Gossman slash soon-to-be Burbage Hurricanes have a 2-1 lead over the Collins Oilers, and the next game is tonight in Edmonton at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Meanwhile, in the NBA Finals, the Bishop Grauman Dallas Mavericks leads the Archbishop Pavlova's Miami Heat 2-0. What's happening with the Shaq? I don't know. Next game is tomorrow night in Miami at 9 o'clock Eastern.
And you can catch up on all of that and more at crystalsvinci.blogspot.com. We're here to make your ordinary time extraordinary.
Hey, let go of my ego!
Bunch of ladies, ew!
We'll be back with a rundown of this weekend's music. We're going to reacquaint you with the Trinitarian hymn. And we'll have a brand spanking new episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly for you. Why not? And guess what? Joshua Burke is going to sing something for you. Don't go away.
Peace and good. I'm Father Seraphim Bashoner, a Third Order Franciscan. And I invite you to check out the Catholic Under the Hood podcast, where I shine a little light on, and lift a bit of the hood off, of the mystery that is the Catholic Church. So if you are interested in the history of the faith, its traditions, its spirituality, join me as each week we discover more, live more, and pray more. That's Catholic Under the Hood at catholicunderthehood.blogspot.com.
Yesterday was the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And we'll be exploring some Trinitarian hymns very soon. But first, here's the music lineup for Most Holy Trinity. Our introit, you heard the refrain towards the beginning of the show, O God Almighty Father. Now, The verse text is by Father Erwin Udalusch. He's a Capuchin Franciscan. Now, Father Udalusch also wrote the still popular hymn, O Sacrament Most Holy. Now, since the verses are copyrighted by the Liturgical Press of Collegeville, Minnesota, we cannot play that one here, at least not in full. The refrain, which actually comes from an earlier hymn, God, Father, Praise, and Glory, is in the public domain, so we were able to get the refrain in anyways. The music, the tune called Gott, Vater, Sei, Gepriesen, which God, Father, Praise, and Glory is almost directly translated from, goes back to a hymnal published in Mainz, Germany in 1838. Now, the glory, of course, was Pelequin's Mass of the Bells. For Psalm 33, blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. That is the antiphon assigned for today. We use the Grail translation with the verse music by Joseph Gelinot, the French Jesuit, and antiphon music by a Benedictine, Father Columba Kelly. Now, if you remember on our last show, Father Kelly was part of the good in last week's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Now, we're switching Alleluias for the summer months. We're doing the standard Mode 6 chant Alleluia for the next few weeks. That's, you know this one. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The offertory is Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The text by Reginald Heber. The tune Nicaea by John Batchius Dykes. You'll hear a more contemporary version later on, and even later on from there, you'll hear a little trumpet treat. Now, for the music during the Liturgy of the Eucharist and Communion Rite, we're doing what I like to call the People's/Danish Combo Mass. That is, the Sanctus and Agnus Dei are from People's Mass by Jan Vermulst. The Amen is the Danish Amen, and the Anamnesis, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again, is adapted to fit the Danish Amen tune. Now, that anamnesis is part of a whole Mass setting that is based on the Danish Amen tune, simply called the Danish Amen Mass. It's written by David Kreidenbuhl and Charles George Frischmann. World Library Publications publishes both the People's Mass and the Danish Amen Mass. The Lord's Prayer, of course, is the standard chant from the Roman Missal in English. The communion hymn was a familiar one. Lord, you give the great commission. Now, read the gospel of the day, and then go back to verse 2 of the hymn. It's a perfect match. And then finally, we close with the hymn, All Hail Adored Trinity. Yes, the word adored, three syllables. The text is a 19th century translation by John Chambers from the Latin Ave Colenda Trinitas, which dates back to the 11th century. The music is the Old Hundredth by none other than Louis Bourgeois. And now we're going to play some music for you. Here's Joshua Burke.
Trinity. casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which word and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy work shall
that you heard was Joshua Burke singing Holy, Holy, Holy. It was a contemporary rendition of Holy, Holy, Holy. Joshua comes to us from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. We'll be back, Jack.
Welcome to the Voice of Mary,
little children,
presenting the messages of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
I am with you and love you.
Our Lady Queen of Peace, Medjugorje, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Thank you for having responded to my call.
Visit our website at ipadre.net.
That I found to be a very appropriate plug, as the iPadre and his flock of 25 pilgrims just returned from Medjugorje last Friday. Father also has a website dedicated to our Blessed Mother and Medjugorje. You'll find a link in that in today's show notes as well. Oh, and one thing I did learn, English-speaking countries are not the only ones that seem to have a problem getting decent music for Mass. Well, for the English Mass anyways. I was told this one church in Medjugorje, well, the German Mass was extremely beautiful. The Croatian Mass was extremely beautiful. The English Mass was, at least in terms of music, horrible. A couple of people, in fact, even told me it was likened to a circus. But it seems no matter where you go, in most places, the English Mass seems to get the short end of the stick, and that's most especially when music is involved. You know, it's that bad theology slash bad music trip, or maybe even sacral pop. I don't know why, but anyways, the trip was a wonderful experience for everybody, and we at Christus Vincit are happy that they got to have that experience, and also that they are all back in one piece. So, welcome back, Father Finelli and companions. By the way, if you listen to that commercial clip for the Voice of Mary podcast, you hear some singing in the background. That is that Ave Maria chorus of the Ave Maria / As I Kneel Before You, which is a big hit at Holy Ghost Church. It's actually a nice piece of music, and we use it often for Marian feasts and whatnot. First two lines of that refrain pretty much matches with the proper introit appointed for Trinity Sunday, which was yesterday. Benedicta sit sancta Trinitas, atque indivisa unitas, or Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. The hymn you heard the clip from was O God Almighty Father, which was our introit for yesterday. Now, there are a few other texts that go with that tune. Some a little closer to the German original Gott Vater sei gepriesen, while others are just basically three generic verses smattered together while keeping a format where each person of the Holy Trinity is invoked in their own verse. For example, Oregon Catholic Press, yes, good old OCP, also has, in addition to O God Almighty Father, which was just added a couple of years ago, All Praise and Glad Thanksgiving, which the late Melvin Farrell had based on the Trisagion from the 5th century Greek. World Library Publications, over the last three decades, has had a big hit with the Omer Westendorf classic, Sing Praise to Our Creator. Now, one of my favorite texts is another direct translation of the German, God, Father, Praise and Glory. Of these texts I just mentioned, this text by John Rothensteiner is the only one in the public domain. Now, its lyric is quite nice, and the refrain is the same as that of O God Almighty Father. You heard the refrain to God, Father, Praise and Glory. I'm going to read you the verses here. Verse 1. God, Father, praise and glory thy children bring to thee. Thy grace and peace to mankind shall now forever be. Now, my guess is that one of the reasons most of the popular hymnals no longer print this, boom, right there, thy grace and peace to mankind. But we need inclusive language. No, you don't. Let's go to verse 2. And thou, Lord, co-eternal, God's sole begotten Son, O Jesus, King anointed, who has redemption won. And now, finally, verse 3. O Holy Ghost Creator, thou gift of God Most High, life, love, and holy wisdom, our weakness now supply. Earlier hymnals use this for a last line. Life, love, and sacred unction, our weakness now supply. But anywho, this is one of the examples of the Trinitarian hymn. Now, in this case here, each person of the Trinity gets its own verse. Now, two other hymn texts that are used with a tune called Italian Hymn also fit the same bill. But in addition to having a verse for each person of the Trinity, there is a doxology verse, that is, one verse invoking the entire Trinity. Now, those two hymns that are most associated with that tune are Come Thou Almighty King and Thou Whose Almighty Word. Now, the latter is also listed in some hymnals as God Whose Almighty Word and Lord Whose Almighty Word. The classic hymn Eternal Father Strong to Save, also known as the Navy Hymn, also has such a structure in its verses. That is, of course, assuming that you're using the most common set of verses, that is the outer verses by William Whiting and the inner verses by Robert Spencer. The music is, by the way, from John Batius Dykes, the same John Batius Dykes who gave us Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty. Now, in Holy, 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 although you don't see a verse for each person of the Blessed Trinity, the first and fourth verses do give us that classic line, God in three persons, Blessed Trinity. Then you have the hymns that take on themes all their own, whether it be a hymn of praise or psalm-based text, even Eucharistic hymns sometimes. But the very last verse is about the Trinity, or at least invokes the Trinity. Now let's look at one of the most familiar, popular English hymns in Catholicism. Holy God, we praise thy name. The last verse goes thus. Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, three we name thee. While in essence, only one, undivided God, we claim thee. And adoring, bend the knee, while we own the mystery. And now another hymn of praise with a doxology type verse. Now thank we all our God. Here's the third verse. All praise and thanks to God, the Father now be given, the Son and Spirit blessed, who reigns in highest heaven. Eternal triune God, whom heaven and earth adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore. That gets very, very close to the classic Gloria Patri. You remember the Gloria Patri? Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Now, I could go on and on with a whole bunch of hymns that mention or invoke the Trinity. At that first Eucharist, more blessed still in peace and love to be, one with the Trinity in unity, etc., etc., etc. All people that on earth do dwell, has that beautiful fifth verse. True Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the God whom heaven and earth adore, from men and from the angel host, be praise and glory evermore. Now, let's go a little more of a Eucharistic theme here. The familiar benediction hymns, O Salutaris Hostia, and Tantum Ergo Sacramentum, also have doxology-type closing verse. I'm going to read you the most popular English texts of these doxology verses. Let's start with the O Salutaris. Uni trinoque domino sit sempiterna gloria, qui vitam sine termino, nobis donet in patria. To your great name be endless praise, immortal Godhead one in three. O grant us endless length of days in our true native land with thee. Notice that second line, immortal Godhead one in three. And the same thing with the Tantum Ego. Genitoris genitoque. Laus et jubilatio, salus anno virtus quoque, sit et benedictio. Procedensi ab utroque, compa sit laudatio. To the everlasting Father, and the Son, who made us free, and the Spirit, God proceeding, forth them each eternally, be salvation, honor, blessing, might, and endless majesty. And notice, pretty much that whole verse praises the Holy Trinity. In those old days, also, the proper of the Mass, the introit, and many psalms ended with the familiar doxology, glory be to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, da-da-da-da-da. Well, anyways, although our Mass propers now, like the responsorial psalm, no longer include the doxology to the Trinity, the psalms and canticles during the Liturgy of the Hours still do. And my guess today would be, that's why so many hymns, you know, hymns, I'm going to say hymns, not so much propers, but hymns, close with that verse to the Trinity, is because many of the hymns were far more properly associated with the Office of the Hours than they were at High Mass. Now, of course, you see them all over the place at Mass. But seriously, take the hymnal from your pew and go through the hymns and you'll see exactly a big slew of hymns that, one way or another, have some kind of invocation to the Holy Trinity. God, the Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's move on, shall we? And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Brought to you by the Kurt Jester's Dissident Book Club. Join today and get five books for a buck, and get a free-year subscription to Heretics Today. Plus, with each order, we'll send a donation to Planned Parenthood. Link will be in today's show notes, folks. This edition of The Good, Bad, and the Ugly is dedicated to the hymns based on Scripture for Trinity Sunday. Here we go. The Good. Two great hymns based on the Gospel. Lord, You Give the Great Commission. And Go Make of All Disciples. The Bad. Abba Father, written by Cary Landry. Yes, remember those old Glory and Praise, the three-volume classic? Well, this was number one in volume one. The Ugly. Abba Father, being used as a theme song for some Class B Western movie starring dead cowboys. Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, et hoc verbo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Cast your vote for our podcast. Christus minted my name. Some may insist that this show's on crack, but for shame, us is totally whack. So please get me to Podcast Valley. If we don't win, that's okay, for it's one procedure a month for us today.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Page reminding you to go down to PodcastAlley.com and give us a vote. PodcastAlley.com, where you can vote for us and all our friends at Disciples with Microphones. So please, don't be left in the cold by leaving us out in the cold. Go vote for us at Podcast Alley today.
For it's one, two, three steps, you're done. Vote for us today.
Oh, and did I mention Disciples with Microphones? Here it comes.
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bashoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian No from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Just a couple of notes before I close out today's show. There's some really good reading at the Cantica Nova Site Publications website. Singing for the Supper or the Sacrifice. An article by Lucy Carroll that originally appeared in the Adoremus Bulletin in 2002. You'll find the link in today's show notes. This Sunday is Corpus Christi, folks, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. After our 10:30 Mass this Sunday, we will have an outdoor Eucharistic procession, followed by benediction. What a great way to celebrate our Lord. And finally, we have one final piece of music. Here is a trumpet descant that I used on verse 3 of Holy, Holy, Holy. You might have to listen pretty good for the trumpet rank. I didn't realize how faint it was until I played it back. But it is there. You will hear the trumpet there, but you got to listen to it. You got to listen really well. Okay? And before I play it, however, I do want to thank you for joining me on our show today. Hope you'll join us again next week. Till then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Oh, my God.
Christus Vincit is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B Team, Ratzinger's Wattweilers, and the Christus Vincit Network. Peace out, everybody.